This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me, start at the beginning for me of your entrepreneurial journey. Where were you? I know you've got some agency background too, but tell me what actually birthed James James.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, you know, I think like a lot of ideas, it was really about necessity. Back 5 years ago in September of 2011, I didn't have a job and was kind of in between jobs, looking to try to figure out what my next move was, but needed a way to pay rent and to, you know, buy food, things like that.
Yeah.
I was renting a house just north of here in a town called Rogers with two other buddies of mine, and we had a garage. So around that time, before that, I was in digital marketing, working with social media campaigns, websites, mobile apps like that for brands. And so I was always interested in what websites were out there and what could be used for marketing.
Right.
And around that time, Pinterest had really come to popularity. Everything was about Pinterest.
Right.
And so I was like, I'm gonna check this out, see what it's about, see how it could be used potentially for digital marketing. So I started looking at Pinterest. And as I was browsing around the site, I noticed that a lot of the furniture and home things that were being pinned by primarily women were very like simplistic, rustic kind of designs. And those were hard to find in furniture stores. Most of the stuff in furniture store is like a spray lacquer, and it's, you know, very, very finished.
Right.
So I started noticing that, and I thought to myself, you know, I could probably build a simple coffee table in this kind of style. And then maybe sell that one and make a little money and just do that until I figured out what to do next. So I went to Lowe's, bought some wood, bought a little skill saw, and got in the garage and started making a simple rustic farmhouse table. I got about halfway through making it, and it got to the point where I needed to cut the legs, and the legs for it were a 4x4. And what I didn't realize was that the skill saw that I got wasn't big enough to cut all the way through the 4x4. So I had to cut it halfway, turn it 180, cut it again. And it's the leg, so it's got to be straight. I didn't have, you know, saw horses, anything. And I was trying to make this work. And I just thought to myself, this is the stupidest idea you have ever had. You just blew money on the saw, on the wood, and you're never. But luckily, I was pretty stubborn. I said, no, I'm gonna finish this coffee table. So
cool.
It took me a long time. Got it finished. Listed it on Craigslist. From there, you know, I had some people email me and they're like, hey, I really like your style. And I just thought that was funny because I didn't have a style. I was just, you know.
You're just trying to complete the project.
Yeah, just trying to build something that I can make a little money with.
That's great.
And so they would ask, you know, hey, you know, I really like the coffee table you built. Could you build me like a bench for the entryway to my house? I had no idea how to build anything, but I had Google and YouTube.
No carpentry background?
None at all, yeah.
Okay.
But when you have the internet, you can pretty much figure out how to do it.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.